Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Fireworks and stuff, and you know how many years this country has been established? 20 years? That's your age, and that's not this country. Okay. So this country is established in 246 years.
这个国家已经,
48 years or something like that.
建立了246还是248年。
Everything that is valuable is worth fighting for.
任何有价值的事情都是值得为之去征战的。
Everything that's worth keeping is costly.
任何事情值得去保护的也需要付很大的代价。
Well, this is actually the memorial thing. I remember someone said, and 1.1 million people have died to protect the freedom of this country in the 41 million military service. Wartime.
大概在41次的军事活动里面，有110万的人为着守护这个国家的自由，去死在战场上。
You know, they're basically in the age 19 to 22, that most of the people are in that age.
大概大部分的人都是在19到22岁之间。
And statistically, that's the cost, the sacrifice they made amounts to $14.3 trillion.
大概这些价值或者这些人的价值大概是140兆的美金。
That's the price people have paid to keep the freedom for this country.
这是这个国家自由的代价。
So that we can have the land of free.
所以我们可以有这样一个自由的土地。
So that we can hear the word of God freely, preach the word freely.
所以我们可以在这个地上能够自由地去讲，去听上帝的道。
And live like a free man.
活得像一个自由的人。
Without the bondage of a king.
没有任何像君王的束缚。
You know what's most valuable for you and us, you and me?
对我们来说最重要的是什么呢？
That's the life that's really worth living for.
就是一个值得为之去活的一个生命。
We just said that everything that's valuable, that's worth living for, is costly.
我们刚刚讲到说任何值得我们去活的是要付一定的代价。
You know what is the cost for us to have access to the Almighty Creator?
你知道我们为着和这个上帝去建立关系，我们的代价是什么？
The cost is the life of God.
这个代价就是上帝他自己的生命。
That's the cost we have. That's the cost God has made, the sacrifice God has made for us to get access to Him, to Himself.
这个就是上帝为我们能够和他重新建立关系所付出的代价。
Now we are at Hebrew chapter 8. We continue the topic about priesthood, which revolves around the topic about sacrifice.
对，我们来到第八章，希伯来书第八章里面会讲到说祭司的职分，总会讲到祭司，我们就会讲到献祭。
The song they have just sung is Christ is enough. That's actually the key theme, the main theme for the whole book of Hebrews.
对，我们刚刚唱到说，基督已经够了，足够了。在基督已经足够，这个也是希伯来书的中心。
Now, chapter 7, we talk about the priesthood of Christ. It's sufficient and it's adequate.
我们上一章讲到了基督，他是我们的祭司，他是足够的，他也是配得这个圣，可以胜任的。From
chapter 7, verse 26 to chapter 8, verse 5, the author continue the topic.
对，在希伯来书7章26到8章5节里面，他们有从上文到下文的一个衔接，去继续讲论这个话题。Continues
to talk about the supremacy of Christ's priesthood.
继续讲到了耶稣基督超越性的一个职分。
Why is the sacrifice Jesus made is much better than the sacrifice people have ever made on earth?
所以在讲到说为什么耶稣基督所献的祭是比在世上所有人献的任何祭都是要好的。
So we're going to read today from chapter 7, 26 all the way to chapter 8, verse 13.
我们会从希伯来书7章26到8章13节。 这样去读下去。Let's
read the word of God.
我们一起来读上帝的话。
Hebrews chapter 7, 26. I'm going to read in English, and then I believe the thing is going to be on the screen. The Chinese version is going to be on the screen. Chapter 7, verse 26. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in the weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints the Son who has been made perfect forever. Chapter 8. Now the point is what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is sitting at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be the priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. But when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. But as it is, Christ has ordained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old covenant, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds a fault in with him when he says, 'Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in their own covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.' In speaking of the new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what has become obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." This is the word of God. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word.
在天父, 感谢你将今天的话语赐给我们。
Every time we read your word, it reminds us that you are speaking even today.
在我们读你的话的时候, 求你给我们一个提醒是,
Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, speak to our heart.
求你的灵也对我们讲话,
so that our life can be transformed and to love you and follow you.
让我们的心可以被改变, 以至于我们可以去跟随你。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Now we are chapter 7 and chapter 8.
我们今天会来到7章和8章里面。
Like I said, chapter 7, 26 of chapter 8, 5 is basically the author continues the topic of the Christ priesthood.
希伯来书7章26到8到5节是一直是在讲说耶稣基督的祭司的职分。
Do I have to turn all the time to do this type of thing? All right. Well, we have 2 points. The second point of 3 points. So it's like, what, 4 points? Something like that?
我们大概有差不多4个点这样去讲。
So we continue the topic about Christ's priesthood.
我们,
and we introduced a new concept in chapter 8, verse 6, all the way to 13. The covenant.
我们从上一节上一章一直延续到这一章里面讲到说，我们有三个，在这个新约里面，我们的东西是什么？
The old covenant was at flaw. The new covenant was introduced.
我们这个旧约是有一些缺陷的，新约被介绍给我们。
Why is the new covenant better than the old?
为什么新约比旧约更好呢？
We're going to say 3 things: the new power, the new relations, the new people, and a new forgiveness. Basically, new priest.
我们会讲说新的能力、新的关系，还有新的赦免，或者是新的祭司的一个职分。
Let's go back to chapter 8, verse 1 to 5.
我们把时间回到8章1到5节里面。
So he says the very important, the most important thing is where this priest, Christ, is located. That's what the chapter 8 verse 1 is talking about. The location of the priest.
在一到五节里面最重要的讲到说这个祭司到底是在哪里 去侍奉的，所以就讲到耶稣基督他是在哪里。
You know, the earthly, if you understand the Old Testament, when the priest is making a sacrifice with his people, your specific area, they have to do it. You can't just do it anywhere, anytime.
在旧约里面当你去献祭的时候你必须要到一个指定的地方去献祭，你不能在任何一个地方。
The thing is called a tabernacle in Moses' time.
在摩西的时代它叫做会幕。
And the temple for David and so on.
在大卫和所罗门的时期它叫做圣殿。
They have to be exactly in the Holy of Holies to get in there once a year to do the sacrifice for him and for his people.
在至圣所里面每一年这个祭司需要为他自己每一年有一次的时间为他自己去献祭，也要为他的百姓去献祭。
They're not doing there just hanging out in the tabernacle. They were busy just killing all the animals and do all these type of things and lit the candles and stuff.
他们不只是在那里放松，他们是很忙的，每天要杀牛宰羊，然后要献祭。
But take a look at verse 1. Now the point we are saying is this: we have such a high priest, one who is what seated.At the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven.
我们一起来看第八章里面说，我们所讲的其一第一要紧的是，我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上大者的宝座右边。
In the temple or in the tabernacle, there is no furniture called chair. Okay, you can sit down and do things, take a little break and stuff, have coffee. No, there's nothing like that.
在会幕，在会幕和圣殿里面，它没有一个椅子，你必须就是一直要动，一直是要去服侍的。
So the seated at the right hand of God, we actually talk about that in chapter 1, that indicates that the sacrifice has been made completely. It's done. It's already finished. That's what Jesus has said when he was on the cross. The sacrifice is made perfect already.
所以在把这个和会幕的情况做比较的时候，我们看到说他坐在右边，在第一章我们也有提到说，只有说在这个献祭得到完全的时候他才不需要做任何的献祭，所以他是一个 完全，所以他才可以坐下。
And this heavenly place where Jesus made his sacrifice is being compared to the earthly place where the earthly priest is making their sacrifice.
所以我们在这里把天上的耶稣基督所做的一个祭司职分和地上的这个祭司在做一定的比较。
They use the word, very interesting word, I want you to keep that in mind, verse 5.They, the earthly priests, they serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things.
所以在第五章的时候需要大家去一起去画一个重点说他们供奉的事情本是天上的形状和景象。
Then they said in Exodus chapter 24, basically, the Lord told Moses he have to do this according to the pattern that showed on the mountain. So what Moses did for the tabernacle,It's not like Moses is so smart, such a good architect, and has, you know, have some brilliant mind to build such a beautiful tabernacle for the Lord. So, no, he did it because God told him to do it, according to the pattern on the mountain from God.
在出埃及记24章里面，摩西被上帝要求去做一个会幕的时候，摩西不只是说按照他自己他有是多么有才，然后去做一个会幕的样子，而是上帝说你要按照我所吩咐你的去一五一十的去照做。
So what Moses did was actually a shadow of the real substance, the real reality of heavenly tabernacle. That's what it says.
所以根据把这两个和第五节放在一起说，摩西在做的，他其实就是在做一个天上上帝想让大家去看到的一个样子。
The reality and the shadow. Okay, that's the comparison the author of Hebrews is making over there.
他就是讲到说他的天上的形象、形状和景象，这个就是希伯来书作者想让我们去比较的。
All right, we just said hello to each other just now. I haven't never seen anybody to start saying hello to the shadow of John. Hey, how you doing? Hi, John.
因为我们刚刚有打招呼嘛，我们没有一个人说会对着这个，比如说约翰牧师对着他的影子说你好。
Is that John?
那个是约翰牧师吗
？Is it really not? It's not mine. There you go. So that's the shadow of you.
他说这个是就是他的
It's a part of you, but it's not the reality of you. It's just a shadow. It's a one-dimensional. You are three-dimensional. Everyone, we're going to say hello to the real guy, real thing, not the shadow.
所以在对他的影子在讲话的时候，就好像我们在对他的平面在讲话。虽然他是他的一部分，但他不是一个三维立体的约翰牧师。
You've been to, you've always have this beautiful postcard showing Hawaii, Great Canyon, and all these beautiful things, so that they attract you to go there, right? Buy the air ticket to go there to visit. It's beautiful pictures.
所以我们会经常会看到说有夏威夷啊不同风景的这些明信片，他会试着去让我们吸引我们去往那边去嘛。
You know, the people go there and take a little selfie and send you the picture and say.Come on over, it's beautiful.
然后他们 他们就飞到那里，然后对着自己和这个景点去拍照，然后发给你说啊，你要来这边很漂亮。
All these images never as good as the real thing.
这些
never
这些照片从来都不会和没有办法去和真实的这个景象去做。
No matter how great they take the picture,
不论他拍的多么的漂亮
，It's nothing like you being there presently, seeing the whole big things.
他和你真实的在那里看到整个这样大的场面是不一样的。
It was the first time I was at Grand Canyon. It was a couple of years ago. I was there, I was like,
几年前，当我去到大峡谷的时候，我看到这个我就直接呆住，这太漂亮了。
The images, the copies are never like the real thing.
这个照片真的是和这个真实的景况是没办法做比较的。
The sacrifice people made on the earthly tabernacle is the shadow.
所以在世界上地上所做的这些献祭就是一个天上事情的一个景象。
To reflect the reality in heaven.
去看到天上真实的一个状况是什么样。
Brothers and sisters and friends, I'm challenging you, I'm really challenging you to put your mind on something that's real. For Christians, the reality is not only what we see, what we can touch, what we can smell, what we can sense. The reality is up there. That's a real thing that's going to stay forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，我真的是非常的强烈的去邀请大家去思考这个事情。我们要练习去把我们眼光聚焦在真实的事情上，不是我们感官所能够看到、摸到、所闻到、尝到的，而是一个真的是在天上不变的一个事情。
Go read Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. That gives us a snapshot. It's still a copy, still an image of what real thing is.
去读启示录的四章到五章里面，它会让你看到一个真实的一个景象到底是什么样子。
The beautiful, holy, glorious throne is sitting over there.
我们会看到一个美的、圣洁的，然后有充满荣耀的一个大宝座在。
The Lamb and who is the Lion of Judah, sitting on the throne, surrounded by the four living creatures, 24 elders, thousands of millions of people saying, "Glory to the Lord! Worthy is the Lamb who is slain. Honor, praise, mighty to this God." That's the reality we're going to be in.
所以在那里面我们会看到在那宝座上有一个羔羊，然后有四物在围着他敬拜，有24个长老，还有成千上万的人在那里去一起去喊说，荣耀归于荣耀权柄尊贵都归于这个被杀的羔羊。
If you are all by the Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyons, whatever this earth can offer you to give you an awesome view, heavenly view is billions of time back.
当我们去来到自然的场景，去尼日加拉大瀑布，去大峡谷上看到这些东西被震惊的时候，我们需要去思考，在天上的事情是要比这个千百倍更好的。
Reality and shadow，
我们讲到说这个是真实，还有它的景象。
I challenge you to put your mind on something above。
我真的挑战大家去把这个思想，把我们的目光都聚集在天上。
And that's where Christ is making his sacrifice.
这个就是在天上，他是为我们这样去献祭的。
Okay, that's where he was kind of located. But what did he do?
那我们讲到说，这个他在天上，那他在做些什么呢
？We go back to chapter 7:20-26-28.
我们看到在七章的27-28里面
，the basic the keyword is 27 verse 27. Once for all, when the people sent a hold on a second, he offered himself.He offered up himself once for all when he offered up himself. That's verse 27.
在二十七节里面说，因为他一次将自己献上。
All right. When we cherish the most valuable things on earth, we make sacrifice. Everybody does it.
当我们去追求一个好的、美好的事情，我们会为之付上一定的代价。
If you think your degree is worth keeping, worth pursuing, you're going to sacrifice your time, your money, your relationship, and everything else.Just to make that happen.
当我们去读书读一个学位的时候，我们会把我们的时间、把我们的精力、把我们金钱，为之去献上。
If you love your kids, that's one of those things you cherish the most. You're going to sacrifice a lot of time.
如果我们爱我们的孩子，我们会花很多的时间和代价在这个孩子上。
Oh my goodness, parents, how many years you sound like stupid baby? This is A.This is B. 1 + 1 = 2. Can you repeat after me? Oh my goodness, years of doing that. What are you doing? Making sacrifice.
我们在座的各位做父母的时候，我们都会不知道有多少次我们会像孩子一样去讲话。为什么呢？因为我们在为他去付上一定的代价。
Because you value your relationship with your kids. Because you love your kids.
因为我们很爱我们的孩子。
Everything that's worth keeping.Take sacrifice.
任何一件值得我们去保守的事情是需要付一定代价的。
You could sacrifice your money. You could sacrifice your time. You could sacrifice a lot of things.
我们会花时间和精力，还有很多很多的事情。
Oh my goodness, what did God sacrifice to keep us?
我们想
一下 to give us access to the Creator.
想一下基督，他为了我们能够和神恢复一定的关系，他给了什么样的代价
？He's God anyway, right?
他本来就是神了，不是吗
？Can he just snap a finger? He's God.
他不可以去打个响指，就说这个就让他成就吗
？Once for all, he offered up himself.
他为着自己一次将自己献上，把自己去献上。
He's not only given up his glory, he's not given up his might. He gave up his life.
他不只是把他的尊荣，把他的这个。权力权柄献上，而是他把他自己的生命给了我们。
Goodness, focus on verse 27. Just keep thinking about verse 27. Once for all, he offered up himself.
我们把时间把眼光放在二十七节里面去思考，他只一次将自己献上。
How many times we pray, we say, God, give us a little more grace. God, give us a little more blessings. God, give us a little more this. Give a little more patience. Give a little more wisdom.God has given his son. God is poor now. He has nothing to give anymore. He gave his son.
我们有多少次祷告说上帝帮助我，给我智慧，给我能力，帮助我这样，帮助我那个。但是真的上帝他只是他把他自己就完全的就给我们了。
The sacrifice is enough.
这些祭已经够了，一次献上。
Everything that we need is in God's sacrifice.
我们所有所需的一切都在他所献的祭上。
Because once for all, God offered up himself.When you pray to ask for God to give you little blessings, go to Christ Himself.
我们每次在我们去向上帝寻求他的更多祝福的时候，我们回到基督那里。
And Romans chapter 8 says nothing can separate us from the love of God.
在罗马书第八章里面讲到说，没有什么事情能让我与神的爱隔绝。
Focus on Christ, because He's enough.
我们去把注意力花在耶稣身上，因为他是够的。
He did it, and it's done.
他做了，然后他也成就了这个事情。
Okay, that's the supremacy of a Christ priesthood. From chapters 7:26 to chapter 8:5.
这就是我们讲到的耶稣基督他超越的祭司职分，从7:26 to 8:5里面。
From verse 6, chapter 8, the author introduced another new concept.
我们在第八章的第六节，这个作者讲到了一个新的一个概念。
This covenant, it's called a covenant.
我们讲到一个新的约。
Chapter 6, and it says like this, but as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old covenant. As the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on the better promises.
在六节里面讲的说，如今耶稣所得的职分是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约是凭着更美之约的应许立的。
Then he's saying that the old covenant has problems, okay?Then that's why Jesus becomes a mediator for the new covenant.
我们基本上在讲的就是说，这个旧的约是有一定的问题的，所以耶稣基督要成为新约的一个中保。
What's wrong with the old covenant?
那这个旧的约有什么问题呢
？Did Paul say that actually law is good? He said that.
保罗不是讲说这个律法是好的吗？
What's the problem with old covenant?
那我们讲到说这个旧的约到底是有什么问题？
The Chinese version didn't really translate. It's a little elect, this over little thing. It says it's not in the original languages, but in the English version, it says, verse 8, for he finds fault with them when he says.
在中文里面没有很好的被翻译出来，但是在这里面就是说，法律是有一定的缺陷的。
With them, with those people.
对于这些人来说
，The law is good. The law reflects who God is, the glorious moral standard by which the whole earth is being measured.
这个律法是好的，因为它是上帝给的，然后也是整个世界运转的一个规则。
The problem is the people.
问题就是这个人。
We are limited. We can't really obey the law.
我们是有限的，我们没有办法去按照上帝所设立的律法去运行。
We don't want to obey the law. We are incapable of obeying the law.
我们也不想去遵守他的法律，也没有办法去完全的去达到他的要求。
And when we do it in such a superficial way. We do it externally. We think the law is God, you know.Have some demands. We just basically check to do all those things to satisfy his demands and my own conscience. That's all.
所以当我们在做这个上帝所谓的律法的时候，我们总是在外在的表现上去做。我们总是说，上帝，你是想要一些什么？那我们就按照你所要求的，我们就把它都实际的做出来。
So the old covenant actually is not able to deliver what is actually is looking forward to.
所以在旧的约里面，他没有办法去把他所要做的事情 给带出来。
And in Old Testament, people, the Israelites, has been disobeying the covenant or breaking the covenant many, many times. They said, okay, I'm going to obey the covenant before I know it. You remember in Exodus, within honeymoon, they started worshiping.The gold, golden calf.
所以我们回到旧约里面，我们看到以色列人他时常的总是去违背上帝的这个旧的约，就像在出埃及记里面，他们还没跟上帝离太远的时候，他们已经违背神了。
So what is covenant? Of course, we know that the covenant is basic agreement, a contract that both party vows to keep and have the little symbol to reflect the promises.
所以这个约是什么意思？就是两方去一起去宣誓要去保持的一个约定，然后会有一些代表去表示他们的约。
So the old covenant is flawed in the way that the people can't keep them.
所以这个旧的约它是有一定的缺陷，因为人没有办法去完全的遵守。
And the new covenant is coming.
然后新的这个约来了。
The covenant we know from the New Testament, Jesus Christ basically.With his blood, with his sacrifice on the cross, sealed the contract. It's a contract between God and the human being.
所以在耶稣基督他去为我们去献祭的时候，在十字架上死的时候，他就把这个约给盖上了，就是上帝和人的这个约就重新被建立起来。
Is that the Holy Communion is all about? His body is broken for us. His blood is shed for us, so that we can have.We can have access to God Himself.
这个不就是我们要守圣餐的原因之一吗？就是他的身体为我们粉碎，然后让我们可以和神这样有一个新的关系。
Okay, what are the consequences of the new covenant? Why is the new covenant better than the old?
到底这个新的约比旧的约好到哪好多少呢
？Three things.
有三个点。
First, the new covenant is much more powerful because it deals with the issue at heart. Why people cannot keep the old covenant?
这个新的约有它新的能力，因为它解决了我们人心的问题。为什么我们没有办法让我们看到没有办法守约的原因
？Because the new law, the new covenant, is writing the new laws, writing the laws onto their own hearts.
因为他们新的约是把他这个上帝的律法写在他们的心板上。
So the laws are mostly external.
所以这个律法大部分都是。我们看起来像是一个对外的制约。
You do this and this and this. You fulfill such a task of fulfillment. You do all those things so that God's holiness can be satisfied.
所以我们在讲，我们觉得说我们要做这些事情，然后所以上帝他的圣洁可以被满足。
You can become a very superficial of obedience.
我们会变成一个非常浅薄的一个。盲目的这样的一个顺服。
You perform the rituals without really stopping stop them to think about the meanings of this, of the meaning of what you do.
在做这些事情的时候，我们会做这些宗教的仪式，但是我们从来没有去花心思去思考它到底
为什么。The New Covenant introduced a new power to put the law into your heart. So it's dealing with your inner capability of obeying the law.
所以就是新约它把这个律法写在我们心板上的时候，是解决的是我们没有办法去保守上帝律法从我们心里去解决的。
It challenged the motivations.
它挑战我们的动机。
It challenged the willingness.
挑战我们的动机。
We can't obey the law because we don't want to, and we cannot do it. So the new covenant basically is trying to solve that problem.
所以我们当我们不想去守律法的时候，我们一个是我们没有这个动机，然后我们也不想去这样去做，但是新的约让我们可以有这样的动力去做。
Jesus Christ basically fulfilled the covenant, what covenant demands.
这个耶稣基督他完成了这个约所要求的一个事情。
By dying on the cross and shedding his blood.
就是他为我们去在十字架上死了，去流他的血。
All he has done, all God has done through Jesus Christ, become.Much more beautiful and attractive to us if we are willing or we want to do it because what Jesus has done.
因为耶稣基督这样去做，所以我们看到我们会愿意去跟随耶稣基督去做同样的事情。
It gives us a new power. We don't want to do it just to reach or obtain the righteousness from God or acceptance of God. Jesus has done it already. We want to do it because we want to do it because.We are attracted by the beauty of Jesus Christ.
所以在基督之前呢，我们不在我们说想要去完成这个，是想要去完成上帝的一个规定。但是因为耶稣基督成就了这个事情，所以我们因为被他所吸引，我们可以去这样去
做。We do it not because we have to do it. We do it because we love to do it.
我们这样去遵守神的律法，不是因为我们必须要这样做，而是我们愿意去这样做。
And God did it for us already. We want to obey Him because.It's beautiful.
我们因为这样的缘故，我们愿意去顺服他。我们不再是这样，而是我们爱，因为爱的缘故。
I've seen so many times when people fall in love. I mean, the boys and girls, they are willing to do everything.
So 我们当我看到很多当人陷入爱河的时候，我们看到这些男孩女孩会为之做很大的改变。
They're willing to travel many, many miles just to see the girlfriend to smile at them.
他会为之去付出去开很远很远的路去看到这个女孩的笑脸。
I've done it. I've done it before.
我也这样做过。
Yeah, you write the letter with your heart, with all these little things. Just imagine that she's smiling at you. Oh, that would make your day.
在你写信的时候，你把你的心思所全部倾注在这个信上，去想象她收到信的这个表情。
According to the Bible, that means the heart has been taken away.
如果按照圣经的讲法，就是我们的心被这个所夺了。
That's exactly what Jesus Christ has done. The new covenant, the heart is being taken away by Jesus Christ.
所以这就是耶稣为我们所做的，在新约里面，我们的心被他所夺，所以愿意去做。
It's not the rituals, external rituals that you have to do, but the internal, but the Jesus Christ that catch your heart.
所以它不再是一个外在的一个力，而是一个从内而外的，我们愿意去这样去遵守他的律法。
That's the first thing, the new power.
这个我们讲到了他的能力，新的能力。
The second.It's called a new people, a new relationship.
第二个我们讲到说新的人，然后新的关系。
This one is the long quotation from Jeremiah 31, chapter 31 to 31 to 34.
所以在耶利米书的第三十一章三十四节里面有讲到。
So that's basically the long quotations from there.
大概就讲到说这个新约和旧约的这个
关系。When Jeremiah wrote, the scripture, chapter 31, that's when Israelites was really in the darkest hour.
所以在耶利米在三十一章写这个信的时候，以色列人是处在一个非常黑暗的时期。
The kingdom divided, exile on horizon, people, the idol worship is rampant. It's just bad situation.
这些人他们分裂，然后被流放，然后南国北国也分开，然后他们的处境也不是很好。
Jeremiah basically prayed to God, would you help us go out?
所以耶利米就向上帝去祷告说你可以帮助我们吗神啊
God said yes I will
神说他我会帮你
That's what Jeremiah 31 is all about
所以在耶利米书三十一章大概是就是在讲这样的事情
Oh I know you can't obey the law but I'm going to write the law into their hearts
他说我知道你没办法去守这样律法但是我要把这个律法写在你的心板上
And second the relationship becomes different
所以这个关系变得不再一样了
I'm going to be their God and they will be my people
所以我会成为你的神然后你们会重新成为我的民
In the New Testament, we know the relationship is not just a boss and servant.
所以我们在新约里面知道我们不再是和上帝是一个领导 和这个雇员的关系。
It's a father and son. It's a love, lover, and being loved.
他是讲到说我们是一个父与子和爱人的一个关系。
Well, we said this before. The relationship determines everything.
所以我们也经常去讲说关系改变一切。
If I work for you, anyone, Jay, if you're my boss, no matter how many times I go to your house and have dinner together, if you're my boss, if I don't perform, I will be fired.
所以比方说我如果是他的下属然后我去他们家里然后或怎么样然后如果我没有做一定他的期待的话我可能会被就是开除啊或者是有一定的影响。
Now I'm adopted by him.
那如果我现在被他所收养他是我的养父。
I'm really his son now.
那我现在就真的是他的孩子。
I have a direct access to his bedroom probably.
我有他所有的就是可以我甚至可以直接走进他的卧室去。
If I break his glasses, you know, door,You're going to pay it because you're my dad or something like that.
如果我去他家把他家窗户打坏了他会付这个代价因为他是我爸。
The relationship changed.
所以这个关系变得不再一样了。
Not because we are good.
不是因为我们很好。
But because the mediator, Jesus Christ, what he did.
但是耶稣基督这个中保为我们所做的事情。
I will be their God, and they shall be my people, verse 10.
在第十节里面讲说他说我要成为他们的神他们要做我的子民。
And they keep saying the knowledge, the new knowledge over there.
我们也讲到说他们有新的一个概念律法。
They do not have to talk to their neighbor and talk to the brothers to know God anymore because everyone from the oldest to the youngest,They know God already.
所以不再是说他们需要去和他们的邻里去这样去谈论去被教导而是说他可以真实去认识上帝。
So the new relationship is not kind of like a mystic religious experiences. Oh, he's my God, he's my lover. The new relationship is built on the new knowledge.About who he is.
所以这个新的这个关系呢，不再是像一个神圣神秘的一个宗教体验，而是说根据我们所认识对上帝一个认知，我们可以有一个新的认识和关系。
God is still holy.
上帝还是圣洁的。
God is still glorious.
然后还是充满荣耀。
God is still almighty.
然后也是充满能力和权力。
God is still a God who cannot be part of sin.
他还是一个不能容忍任何罪恶的神。
Now we have a new knowledge about God because of what Jesus has done on the cross, it became a mediator between the Almighty God and the sinful people.
所以在我们有这个新的认知的时候，说耶稣基督他作为我们的中保和这个上帝在做一定的交接。
And the new covenant is being fulfilled. I am His people, and He's my God, just because what Jesus has done.
所以在这个新约里面，他的所要求的已经被成就了。所以他上帝是我的神，我是他的子民。
Well, you know John 17:3, this is eternal life to know Jesus Christ, to whom God has sent.
所以在约翰福音十七章三节里说，这就认识你就是永生，就是认识基督。
The third thing is the new priest, the new forgiveness.
所以在第三个事情里面讲到说一个新的祭司新的原谅就是新的宽恕
That's verse 12 For I will be merciful toward their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more
神说我要宽恕他们的不义不再纪念他们的罪愆了
You know the old covenant they keep sacrificing the animals killing all the animals
在旧约里面他我们不断的需要去为自己罪去献祭献上这些东西。
All the iniquities or the sins are being really covered, not forgiven, being covered.
所以这些罪呢在旧约里面从来都是被遮盖而不是被原谅。
Because the blood of the animals are not adequate, not sufficient to cover or to forgive sin.
所以因为这些献祭的牛羊的血它不是不够的不够去满足上帝的这个义。
Okay. How to forgive? How did God really forgive people?
所以我们来看一下上帝到底是怎么样原谅人呢？
If I did something to John,
如果我对约翰牧师做了一些什么不好的事
，punch him in the face，
我给他打了
，That's pretty bad, right？
这很不好嘛，对不对
？Can Sean forgive me？
这个师母会原谅我吗？
Doesn't really matter because I didn't hit you.
Right? 不是很重要，因为他没打我。
John's like, why did you say that?
他说你怎么不讲些什么呢
？Only when you take the sacrifice, you can forgive me.
他只有说当一定的代价被献上的时候，他才能够有办法去。
You punch to the face, you know, it's a recovery. I'm sorry, you're just drunk, you know, forgive him, that's easy. If I did something really, really bad to your house, just use that example.
如果就是我打他，可能是说我对不起啊，怎么样，这很容易被原谅。但如果我做了什么对他的房子
，Your most valuable furniture from your great great grandma.
你比如说祖上传下来几代的一个家具被我搞坏了
，worth millions of dollars，
可能值价值几百万。
Oh, goodness, it's just beautiful.
很漂亮的一个家具。
You just can't sell it on eBay. It's just too valuable.
甚至都不愿意在 eBay 上去卖，因为它太贵了。
And Timmy came with me, just kicked off.
然后这个我的儿子 Timmy 来了，把他的家具给踢了一脚。
The whole thing shattered.
然后所有的事情全坏了。
There are only two options.
只有两个。
I have two options you can give me, right? One is I pay for it. The other one is you just eat up the cost yourself.
只有两个选择，一个是说他搞坏的人就付这个代价，另一个就是说把打掉牙了往肚子里咽。
Forgiveness is never easy. It's never easy.
原谅它不是一个
have to eat up the cost
容易的事情，因为他这个原谅的人需要去。承担这个后果。
The higher level of iniquities, the higher level of cost they have to pay to forgive.
他这个罪，越罪债越重，他所需要付的代价越重。
Now you know what I'm going.
所以你现在知道我现在要讲什么。
Everything we have done, iniquities and sins, are sins against Almighty God.
我们所有所犯的罪都是去是抵挡神，去被。
It's not about your wife and husband and kids and all the relationship. Yes, you committed all the sins, but all the sins are against Him.
在我们所有关系里所犯的罪，都是去违背神的事。
There are only two ways to pay for it.
只有两个办法可以去赎罪。
Either you pay for it by dying in iniquity, spend the rest of your life by yourself alone, because you are going to be separated from God.Or you have someone to pay the debt for you, someone who you have committed sin against.
在这个情况下，两个选项，一个是说我在我的余生中，这样处在一个永远的自己的一个状态里，因为我们和神是隔绝的。另一个选项是有一个人为我们的罪去献上，去付这样的代价。
Oh my goodness, Jesus Christ has paid the price with his life.
耶稣基督他为了我们献上他自己的生命作为代价。
The price God has paid through His Son is tremendous. It's very, very costly. Yes, it's free, but it's very costly.
所以在我们看耶稣基督所付的代价，当然他是免费，但是他花了很大的代价。
The iniquities or the sins are not only just covered, but they are washed away.
我们的罪不只是被遮盖了，而是被洗净。
Because in this verse, God said, "I remember them no more. Forgive and forget." God don't even see you as a sinful person because you are basically covered by the blood of God. God see you as righteous.
所以在这上面，上帝他说不再纪念他们的罪了，他忘记了，而且他也不再去追念这个事情。因为我们被耶稣基督宝血所遮盖，所以我们可以被他所接纳。
All the consciousness, all the guilty feeling, the shame associated with the sin that you committed,
我们的
all gone.
我们因为罪，所有的罪疚感都已经没了，被消除了。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, in the new covenant,
在新约里面借着耶稣基督的血。
New power, new relationship, and a new forgiveness.
我们说新的能力，然后新的关系，还有新的原谅。
Why do you, or why the people in the Hebrews, why do they, why do you want to go back to your old way of life?
所以，如果我们有这样的东西，为什么我们或者是在这个作者所写作的对象想要去回到他们原来的生活之中。
Why do you work so hard to try to deal your own, deal with your own problems?
为什么要自己去这样去劳力去解决我们自己的问题呢？
Why do you try to so hard to try to prove yourself you are worthy to God?
为什么我们在上帝面前还要这么尽力的去尝试去证明自己的价值？
Why do you work so hard to cover your old past?
为什么要花这么多的代价 去遮盖自己的过往的罪过？
No, no, no. In Christ, you are new.
我们不需要再这么做了，因为在基督里我们都是新造的。
Through the new covenant.
通过他所立的新约。
Oh, friends, if you are not in this new covenant, today is the day for you to get into this new covenantal relationship.
所以在座各位，如果你不在这个新约里面，今天就是这个时间，我们来重新或者是回来到这个新约的里面。
He's a better priest.
他是一个好的祭司。
Made better sacrifice.
他做了更好的祭物。
Oh, you had a much better deal through the new covenant.
他通过新约也给了我们更好的一些应许。
Come to him. Confess your inadequacy.
我们来他面前去向他去认我们的罪和不足。
Just tell him that all my sin is my self-righteousness. God, I want to give them up and God, I want to give it to you.
我所有的罪，所有的自义，我都要把它去放弃。上帝，我把它摆在你面前。
I see every chapter in Book of Hebrews is a calling for people to come to Him.
所以在下面每一章里面，我都看到说，这个作者都在去呼召这些人去回到上帝面前。
We have been doing this for 8 times.
我们已经每一章里面，我们这已经做了八次这样的事情。
How long you want to tarry?
我们有还要这样持续下去多久呢
？Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you very much.
我们在天父感谢你。
Such a better deal we have got.
你给我们这样一个好的一个新约。
Better sacrifice to fulfill the better covenant.
更好更美的祭物去完成这个更美的约。
We have the new power.
我们有这样
新的 new person.
我们成为新的人。
We have a new relationship with you.
我们和你有新的关系。
We're absolutely forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
通过基督耶稣，我们救主的宝血，我们可以和你一起。
Oh, I pray that the Spirit will work in people's heart, stir people's heart.
我们求你的灵去搅动我们的心。
So that they can turn away from their sin and turn to the Almighty God.
所以我们可以转离我们的罪，回到你的面前。
Oh Lord, would you do such a thing?
求你能够做这样的事情。
Please do it.
求你这样做。
And we pray in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
我们是奉你儿子，我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.